This crew has been brought by our friends at Think Agile, FI Partners, Exolux, Nexcel, and this partner spotlight is our dealership toolkit. Let's brew!
So, thank you. So I'm going to get to question number three. Question number three, my friend, is that we all go through this business and we've all had some people who've influenced us. I might know this answer. Who has been your biggest influence? Since it doesn't necessarily just business influencer. Who's been the biggest one for you that's helped you get to the next level, maybe like a mentor?
You guys are going to think I'm like the ultimate kiss ass right here.
I think I know the answer.
We see where this is going.
It's Liz. And we were professional colleagues before we became romantically involved, but from day one, if you guys get to know me, I'm happy with my laptop sitting in a room by myself, you know, just banging out stuff. That's who I am naturally, right? And Liz really forced me to get out of my shell. And from a mentoring standpoint, she also keeps me out of my head. You know, I can get that head trash at times, and she focuses me. And the thing, it pisses me off about her, but it's probably the best. She never lets me stop, right? When I come up with something and I'm all proud, I'm just like the little kid coming home with the report card with the A-. Liz has always been the one, but it was an A-. Isn't there something above A-? And it drives me crazy. And sometimes I get so mad at her, but I've had my best breakthroughs, I think, at times, because when she says it's done, it's done, you know, and that's that. So she's had a huge impact on me. The other guy that had a huge impact on me was, when I was back with, I was talking about radio, Todd Turper, and, you know, he was one of the first and probably the only sales manager I ever really worked for that really read all the time. He read all the sales books. He used to give me books, and he tried to teach me more about life than about sales. And I always appreciated that. You know, I had a family issue years and years ago, and he pulled us off the road. We went into a restaurant and we just talked for 3 hours about the family issue and, you know, in the middle of a work day. And that, to be good to people and to try to, I've always tried to treat my employees the way he treated me, because he was just a great, great, great role model.
Wow. Boom. Those are two people that you could definitely honor. Obviously, I know Liz, and I think that Liz, yeah, I know she's definitely taken care of that. I know that she's definitely been a huge influence in you. And it's like you mentioned earlier, what was the name of your second influencer again?
Todd Turper.
Todd Turper. You said that he was trying to help you with life more than it was business. But, you know, folks, it's crazy, a little secret, that life and business are direct correlations. The way you act in life will be determine how your business runs. The way you run your business will determine how your life runs. They all go together. There's something about habits. There's something about consistency. There's something about having integrity. All those things translate to business. All those things translate to family. So it's having those core values inside you. You know, it's so key. You know, I love that you've had those people in your life, that you've been able to do that. I love that, you know, you understand that you do understand it. You understand because you just talked about Liz, who is your wife, who is the most important person in your whole world, right? And when you're having somebody like that, that is such an influence before you were even like that, when business influencer to you, and then to become part of that and to be able to humble you, you know, you think you did something great. And she's like, hey, that's an A-. What about an A or A+, right? And that's so funny because I'm Asian, right? I'm half Korean. And my mother, that's exactly how she did with me. Hey, mom, I look at this. I got straight A's. She goes, yeah, but one of those A's is a very low A. You could have done better. You know, but it's so funny. You know, a B is like a C in the household of my mother's house, right, when I grew up. So, and it's the same way with my son. You know, my son, he's, we do the same thing with him, but it's funny. He's a great kid. But anyhow, that being said, man, that is awesome that you throw honor to them too. I don't even know both of them. I know Liz. I know how powerful Liz is. Liz is an amazing person, you're very lucky to have her, like I said, and I know she's lucky to have you too, and it's good that you have somebody there that can influence you and help you get to that next level and to have somebody that can humble you. But at the same time, if she said, if you came in with that A+, she's going to praise you for that too, though. You know, she's going to make sure you take care of
her. There you go.
She's like, here's your Diet Coke, my friend. You can have extra today. So
I believe that all women, when attaching and getting into that relationship with men, I mean, they all of them upgrade us, right? I mean, Beyonce says it great. Let me upgrade you. Upgrade, right? And that's usually like the pitch that I would do, like trying to get a co-buyer, like let's get your wife on, let's get your girlfriend on the loan, right? And trying to encourage her to be part of it. You know, hey, don't you wanna upgrade them, right? We try to get them all pumped up about knowing that they are making the man better. The word says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and it's more than just somebody to look good on our side. It's more than just somebody to have that companionship with. It's somebody that's going to go through the muck, the mire, the horrible, horrid things that we get over inside of our life, but we're attached to somebody else that makes us better. Boom. Every day makes us better. And okay. that we are getting better because we want to be better for them. I know that every book that I've read concerning how to be a better husband, how to be more intentional, all of that was for the intent of not for me to say that I'm better at something, but because I want to present myself better to my wife. When I'm putting the outfit together, it's really, hey, do I look all right today? Does this look not good? No, I need to change. All right, I'll be right back. You know, and it's always for the other. And that's what's great about any good complementary relationship, where you are upgrading each other. You are finding a way to make each other better. And when you get to patch that into business, folks, it explodes. When a family really digs in there together to take on the task that is the business, man, guys, it's usually an unstoppable business when a family gets in there and they dig in together, because it's easy for people that are only have the business to be able to separate from each other.
Yes.
But when you are welded together in your relationship, folks, you understand we're going to make it through this no matter how hard it is. If it's hard on you, well, then it's hard on me. And if it's easy for you, well, then I'm going to help make it easier for you.
Right.
Or for me.
But it takes that honesty, you know, and that's one mm-hmm. thing he has with Liz is that she's honest. She'll tell him, hey, that's great, but, you know, we could do a little better. She says down here, he gets extra ice when he gets an A+.
I love it.
So, but that's it. You know, she absolutely adores you. And I know that. Mm-hmm. She absolutely loves you, but she also respects you when it comes to business too, so much so, you know, and you do the same with her. And that's what it takes. You know, yes, when you team up with a family member with business and you're working together, it can be difficult at times because it's all day, every day, nonstop, business or not, you have to make agreements or disagreements, right? But then you have to learn to take that business and then separate that from your home life. And that's very mm-hmm. difficult when you work together all day long. But I believe that you guys do a great job with that. I know you do. And I, because like I said, she's bringing you that ice. Mm-hmm. She's making sure you got right. that. No, I love Liz.
Keeping you cool.
You're very lucky. Liz is awesome. Liz is super awesome.
Super real. That's what I love talking about. 100%
real.
Keeps it real.
So we're going to get her on the show eventually too. And I know she's like, no, we're going to get Rich on first. Well, then we'll get me on. But I definitely, if anything, she has to get on the Car Gal Coffee podcast.
Absolutely.
I want her to be like, if not the first guest, the second, you know, I want her to be in that first five at least. You know, whenever she has that time, we're going to make that happen. So Liz, it's on you. You're getting on either our show or the Car Gal Coffee show. You're going to have to do it.
Maybe both.
So,
probably both. More
actually,
than
you
both.
Definitely will be on both eventually, but you're going to have to pick one, and you're going to have to do one soon, Liz. So we'll get you on soon. So,
mm-hmm.
so
what you got?
Uh-oh.
Don't be scared.
It's all going to be good. It's all good.
But speaking of not being scared, there are things that have happened inside of your business, your career, your relationship that have probably hit you on the chin, had to take a step back. You know, we've had the chance to figure out some of the things you've had to forgive, focus, and get ready to fly from because – you know, non-competes and all that cool stuff, right, in life. So, but I want to know inside of that, because you have been on an adventure with your spouse and with the team inside of business. You've had mentors inside of your life that showed you that, like John Maxwell would say, it doesn't matter how much you know until they know how much you care. And people have been able to speak into your life because of their what they've paid into your life, right? They've sowed good things into it. But you've learned a lot of lessons. You've gone through a lot of things, and you guys have to together. What has been the hardest lesson that you've learned in business inside of your adventure now? What has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn and actually begin to improve because you've learned that lesson?
The hardest thing for me is as I was talking earlier, I come at things from that I just want to help and I just want to be that, you know, humble servant, for lack of a better description. What it took me a long time to understand is that not everybody's that way, right? And where I always tend to look at the best in situations and the best in people, and you know, taking things at face value, it wasn't always that way. So a couple of things in my, you know, since we launched the company, you know, evolving from this digital guy, from this developer into more of a leadership CEO role, I've had to, you know, learn that not, you know, everybody that I hired or not everybody that we partnered with or not even everybody that I've worked for in the past is genuine about certain things. And one of my partners in this business is always pushing me to see the worst, you know, to plan for the worst in any situation. And that is just was foreign to me, right? You know, and but if you plan for the worst and then the worst doesn't happen, you're ahead. And he's right in that way. But having to think about what could go wrong, that's been a little bit of a change for me.
Mm, that's good stuff, man. That's and there's always going to be challenges, right, folks? 2020 is behind us, and I joined the army of people that keep saying that. But it is behind us, and you have other challenges that are in front of you. Telling the guys as we went through finishing up the last month of last year, 2021 is going to have challenges. Every year before now has had challenges.
Yes.
Next month is going to have challenges.
Yes.
You're going to get a lot of no's, especially in this business. You're going to get no's the majority of the time. It's a numbers game. It's all in ratio. And as much rejection as we take, there's so many lessons to learn in it. The people that have said no to me that I couldn't close helped me to be better for the people that I eventually did close. I understood what worked. I understood what didn't work. We understood what was going to actually grow and what wasn't going to grow. And as you taken your business from where it was to the challenges that some people would throw in the towel, some people would say, you know what, we need to just figure out a whole other business because this just isn't going to work. We're not going to be able to pursue our dream. But you took those hits on the chin, and so many of you other solutionaries out there have taken those hits on the chin. You're going to take some hits on the chin maybe today, but guess what? You're still going to be able to get up. You're going to have to forgive it. You're going to have to focus on what you can do and fly above it. But it's incredible to have people like you and all these other solutionaries that have jumped inside of the cafe to tell us these stories, because what we learned is that we have so much in common. And the biggest thing that we always focus on is what we really want to do to help. The purpose in our heart to try to help somebody helps us get past whatever it is that stuck us on the chin, right? And you've been able to do that, and you're doing it for so many people, and we can't wait to continue helping you get to that next level and get this message out there that Dealership Toolkit and the solutionaries that are you all, not just the name, not just the brand, right? You all, Rich, Liz, Erica, the team, right? You are the solutionaries that are helping to solve those problems.
Yes.
When the dealerships ran to home and tried to figure out how to do business and got petrified and scared, you said, hey, we're ready for this. We are ready. Let's go. We have your solution. Calm down. Watch my team go to work. And then people say, holy cannolis, results. Holy cannolis, this is working. We're having good months. Things are growing. That's the victories that you're like, oof, I'm glad that I didn't stop. I'm glad that I didn't give up. And we applaud you for
yes.
that. We really, really appreciate people like you sticking it in there, keeping it going.
And he makes good points there. Folks, that's where we don't grow unless we lose or have failures or have something bad. Because if you always win all the time, which sounds like fun, it's not. Because then you don't realize how great winning is. You don't realize how great having those accomplishments happen. Like I was – my son, you know, I love to make this little correlation. My son, he played on basketball teams that always won. And then he played on one that didn't. What a difference that was mentality-wise. You know, it's like he and then when they did win – it's like when they finally started to get together and they started to make the team work, and all of a sudden they started winning, those accomplishments felt huge, you know. And it's through that. Because when you win all the time, he didn't realize how good it was. Like, he was like, oh, man, it's just normal. This is what you're supposed to do. I'm like, no. That's not what always happens, son. Not everybody constantly wins games and blows teams out. When it didn't happen, they started to second-guess themselves. But then they got together. They came up with solutions. They made their defense better. They switched positions on people. Next thing you know, they got better. And now once they did that, and then they won that first game that they won after losing all those games. Oh my, it was like they won the national championship or world championship for the NBA. They were like wanting to throw confetti on the court and everything. But it's true though. It's like you don't realize how sweet accomplishments are unless you've had those failures or if you had those, trials. Because then the triumphs that come are amazing and they amplify because you put the work in. You know how much you can appreciate that because it doesn't come as easy as you thought it did. That is what's the beauty about having things that teach you lessons, because it's the best thing in the world. You know, we talk about it this morning at 7:30, the room for improvement. You know, there's always room for that. And no matter how good you are, there's always more room for improvement. And if you believe that, I promise you, not only will your business do well, but your family life will do well, your personal life, your friendships, everything. There's always room for improvement. So that being said, let's get to question number cinco. Five for your all you know. All right, so number five, you know, we all have bad things happen. We have this or whatever, but there's these rewards that we get, these accomplishments that are major in life, you know, from doing all this hard work. Out of all the stuff that you've done in life, Rich, and in personal, whatever it is, what has been your greatest reward?
What it's allowed my family to do, you know, my efforts, you know, right before the whole world went bust, we were very, very fortunate. We were on one of the last cruises to leave before everything got locked down. And in fact, when we were out, like on day five of the cruise, the captain came on and said, "Hey, look, you might have seen that they're shutting down cruising, but you're going to be able to finish and we're going to have a good time and back." But on that trip, there was, four families, Liz and I and the kids, you know, and our first grandkid, and we were all together, and just having the opportunity and the money to do something like that is a great reward. So what's always been for me is just been, and I'm not talking about buying stuff, but just right. Being able to put your, you know, what have the opportunity that, you know, for years, I used to spend 225 days on the road, hundreds and hundreds of airplane flights. So I had all those frequent flyer miles. Mm-hmm. You know, if our son and our grandkid and our wife wanted to come down from New Hampshire, I just went and used some frequent flyer miles that flew down. Little things like that. You know, my son went back to college a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't want to drive all the way from Florida to Virginia one day. So I was able to get him a nice, you know, hotel suite on my points. Like, I have nothing else to spend them with right now. But, so it's the little things. And then the other, from a professional standpoint, is just seeing dealers use my stuff. I get a kick out of, you know, when they post something on social media, hey, we did this or we did that. And they don't even have to call it out that it was our tool that allowed them to do it. But I, you know, when I see it or I see a screenshot, I'm like, oh, that's ours. That's kind of cool. You know, that after I'm walking around here, that there might be technologies or strategies or tools that I came up with. That's very rewarding to me.
Heck yeah.
That is awesome.
Wouldn't be rewarding about seeing people take what is your baby, put it to work, and then have some great results from it, right? See some awesome things happen inside of their life. Richard, inspiring that you, again, I mean, we have these conversations with people and we have some of them off the camera. We have them some on here. Some of the deepest, best conversations we've seemed to be having are right here on screen where everybody else is watching. Could be a bunch of people in the room, could be nobody, but getting to learn you all. I mean, these are questions that we seriously want to know about people that we get involved with in any capacity. And as we see things happen inside of our families, as we see growth happen inside of the industry, the thing that we want to make sure that people stay focused on from beginning to the end is, of course, their why. And then their reward. What is it that they're rewarded about? So car guys, car gals, those of you that are managers out there that are getting together with your guys, something that you do very regularly is have the great news meeting at the store. It's definitely something that you want to get your people to be able to share and come out with good stuff. Everybody's daily routines are different. But when they show up to that meeting, when they show up to formation, when they show up to do the job, there has to be an enthusiasm that comes to them. And sometimes that enthusiasm waves. But if you attach your enthusiasm to your why, it's hard to get that off. I'm always excited about the great things that are happening inside of the life of my children, the life of my wife, the life of my even my dog. Right. I'm pumped up. I'm so pumped up about my dog today. We're having another doodle just hang out in the house and I think he's probably jealous. My wife is sending me pictures of him saying, I'm out. I'm not hanging out with him. But the different things that we end up doing to grow together helps us to make us stronger as time goes on. And right now, I feel like there's a lot of victories that are on their way. And that was the challenge of yesterday, to bring up the victories. What is your greatest victories inside of this business? What has this business done for you? Some people in the room were 2 months in the business. Some people are 1-2 years in the business. But there was something that marked me from one of my guys, John Day. Shout out to John Day. John Deals. He said, you know, before I got into the car business, I worried about check to check. I worried about what, you know, whether or not I was going to have the money to go have fun. And having that constant pressure on you makes you do life differently. And him being able to say, I don't worry about check to check anymore. You guys see the upgrades that I've had in my ride. I'm not sweating that. And I am so thankful for this business. And I didn't think that any of this process would work or anybody would do any of the things that we said to do. And when people started saying, okay, I'll do it. Okay, yeah, that works. Okay, let's do it. And that started to build that faith. And now he's one of our top producers. He's Steady Eddie. And he is seeing that it's not just about making the money, but about the mindset that you have at knowing you can go produce your own wealth. You can produce it yourself. Yes. And that type of empowerment is what we want to make sure you all do. So ask your people today, what is your greatest victory inside of this business? Why are you here? Give me some great news. Pour it out. I encourage you. It'll change the culture around you. If you got a bunch of stick in the muds,
you do.
Find out what
you need to make sure every one of your people understand their why. You know, it's our first question we ask everybody, but it's hard for people to stay motivated to keep moving forward without having a purpose. So make sure your team understands that. Coach them up on that. Have them write that why down in front of them. Put it on their mirror at home, and you know, when they're brushing their teeth every morning, so they see it. Put it on their computer screen, so when they open it up, it's their you know, backdrop, you know, whatever it is, screensaver. Make it possible for them to see that, because and explain that. I know it works for me. It really does. And I'm not saying it works for everybody, but I bet it does. You know, and I would say that if you have a why, you know, always think about that why. Every time you don't want to do it, go to it. Every time you think that I need to give up, go to that. Whenever you don't want to do that one more, do that one more because of that why. You know, this has been a great morning. For one, great. Rich, it's so great to get to know you more, get to hear your backstory. You know, I definitely love the teamwork and the partnership that you have with you and Liz. You guys do a great job together. You guys hold each other up in a beautiful way. You guys help and complement each other, I should say, is the right word. And you guys do a great job with that. Your company, Dealership Toolkit, there's the website right there. I know people are probably curious, how do I get a hold of him? Go to his website. You can also look up Richard DeLancey. Look him up on LinkedIn, Facebook. He's everywhere, actually. But go to LinkedIn or Facebook. If you're on LinkedIn, I think that's probably his favorite place, but I know it is mine. Go to LinkedIn, connect with him. He will talk to you. He'll give you advice. It's all about what he can do to help. He's not going to sit there and try to sell you anything like he said earlier. All he's going to do is offer some advice. And if it works, you guys may be able to shake hands and partner up. If not, you'll shake hands and leave as friends. If anything, you're going to be one step ahead of what you were after a conversation with somebody like Rich. Seriously, there's no doubt in my mind that you will. Whether you use his product, whether or not, he'll let you know if the product is going to work for you or not. He's not going to sit there's nothing that he won't try, but he's definitely going to make sure that you're not going to get something that you don't need. That's what the whole point of the toolkit is. It's you may need just one of his tools, or you may need all his tools, whatever, or maybe none of them. Maybe you just need a conversation with him to motivate you and get you pumped up for the day. Whatever it is, get a hold of him. Reach out, www.dealershiptoolkit. They got everything on there. Their website's amazing, folks. They are growing fast, so you better get on it quick before them prices start going up. What happens when you – that's what happens, folks. You know what happens when business starts doing good? Prices start changing. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just joking a little bit.
No, but what – shameless plug here. We – some of our technology is so competitive for a dealer, meaning we take it to your competition for you. Because once again, we're your partner. We have exclusivity on a lot of our products and markets. So, you know, it's no sales spin. It's just I can't go steal your competitors' customers for you and yours for them. You'll both fire us. So it is now that we've I'm out of my jail sentence, so to say. We can take on new markets, new opportunities, and truthfully, some of it is first come, first serve.
Yeah, so that's awesome, Richard. You there's so many things that we can continue to talk about, and we can continue to drag this. It's not so much drag. This is a fun talk, and I'm over here looking at the time like, wow. We got five questions out. We did it on an hour. We were already having conversations with you on inside of the clubhouse about the room for improvement.
That's right.
And there were so many great, I'm going to say it, nuggets that were dropped inside of just that conversation. And I can't say enough how much we value people like you that are really, really trying to find a way to help people succeed, not just pitch your product, but succeed. And one thing that inspired me was the way that you would just turn on the screen, show somebody that you're talking to about what your company is doing without the prep, without, let me make sure that they actually are doing what I'm going to say they're going to do. But no, you said, I believe in my people. I believe in our mission. I believe that what we're doing is of value. Look at this and turn that screen around. Show them, look, this is what's happening right now.
That is.
And that level of transparency is ultimately what people are needing. Again, we are inside of the WebMD culture where everybody is an expert because they can Google it. And you actually have the tools to upgrade, to upshift, to uplift a company. And we're so pumped up about it. You're teamed up with an incredible car gal. And I cannot say anymore how excited I got. I can say
I do want to throw one little thing out there, because I want Richard, since we got some time, Rich, so I want you to pitch this. I want you to give me an elevator pitch here in a second, but I want to throw out a quick thing that they have that's unique. I think that a lot of businesses out there that do what they do, or try to do what they do, I should say, they have month-to-month contracts, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that a lot of places, they want you to get on a year contract, 6-month contract. They want this and that. Well, Rich is so believes in his product so much, he's like, let's go month to month, because I promise you every month I'm just going to get another check. And what I mean by that, that's great, because it doesn't put any pressure on the dealer. The dealer can try it out, give it a little flavor, see if that's the type of, you know, sample cup, see if they like it. I'm sure he has contracts for years if you want to do that, but he's only going to make you commit to at least one month to month. I think that's great. Rick Friedman put that out there. I remember you talking about that, and that just hit a point in my head, so I wanted to put a note out there for you. But, you know, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of that show Survivor, right? Of all the television shows, I'm a little bit addicted to it. And but if you watch Survivor, Barry, back to the very first guy, Richard Hatch, everybody hated that guy. But what did he do? He caught fish. The reason he won the show was he went out and he caught fish, and people would rather have a guy they didn't like in the tribe than go hungry. And not that people hate us, but I just go at that. If we're doing a good job for you and we're bringing ups through the door, you're going to keep us. Like, I don't need a piece of paper, right? You're going to keep us around. Why would you fire us if we're producing for your dealership?
Right.
And at the same time, it just in my experience over the years, if we're not producing, and in situations, even when there is a contract, everybody's looking for the back door. And if you don't want to, you know, once again, it's that whole partnership. If we're not a good partner and we're not a good fit, let's just part friends, right? And you go your way, I'll go our way. And we hardly ever lose any clients. Not hopefully this is wood, but that's just the way I truly feel. You know, if we're not the right thing for you, I don't want dealers, you know, spending their hard earned money, to giving it to us. You know, that there's a sacred trust to that. And we got to produce, or And it, just like a sales guy on the floor, if you had a guy that month after month after month didn't get any sales, he's not going to be working for you anymore. And we want to go with that same attitude.
100%.
Yeah. Amanda says it right. The proof is in the pudding. And that's what you guys do. You put the proof in the pudding. They try the pudding and they're like, you know what? I want a second. I want another cup of pudding. And it's so right. And it's so true. And that's what I love about it. So if I was to sit down with you and you and I were getting ready to get into an elevator, right? And it was like, hey, we all know this. You have about 60 seconds to pitch me on your company and make me want to give you a second meeting. How would you do that?
I would say that we're the company that helps bring you and your customers closer together, and we can do it a way that fits with inside your culture. Most vendors want you to adapt to them. You got to adapt to their software, their technology, their way of doing things. What Dealership Toolkit's going to come in is we're going to adapt to your culture, and we're going to try to help you get the most out of your existing culture. Not to say that we're not going to give you suggestions or maybe you should try this or maybe you should try that, but at the end of the day, it's our job as your partner and your vendor to help you get the best out of your people. So if you're working with Dealership Toolkit, we do our three C's. All right. We contact, we capture, and we close. That's what we do. And when I say close, we're going to close them on an appointment. And then we're even going to close up the TO. If you didn't sell them, we're going to be right behind you. Hey, Mr. Smith, why didn't you buy that car? Oh, because the sales guy was more interested in his phone than you. Okay, tell you what, I'm going to get you over to the manager. Fred is going to take care of you right now. Well, you know, hey, we're so sorry about that. Do you got 2 minutes? We're going to help you TO that deal and save it because that's what we do. So, you know, we're going to capture the right people for you to talk to. We're going to contact them in unique ways that I guarantee you most companies, most vendors, most people out there you haven't seen before. We do some weird stuff here. But it's very effective. And then we're going to close them up. We're going to close them on that appointment. We're going to make sure they show up for that appointment. And then if you don't sell them, we're going to be right there behind you to try to get them back in the door so you can take a second shot at them. And that's Ooh. What we do.
Love it.
It's a contagiously confident contact, capture, and close correlation for car guys and car gals to connect to their culture of caffeinated consistency. I love it.
we have some Rick Freeman always talks about our three C's. I'm going to have to tell him now he needs to add a couple more, like consistency, caffeination, and what was the culture. There we go. It's a six C's.
I love it. So you got, you know, Rick's all over this. He says we are all partner, not a vendor. And I love that. And Rick, that's right. You have a great culture there, man. And obviously Rick knows what he's talking about. Everybody's doing it. I appreciate it. What a great morning I've had. Morning. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get to the dealership because when I get there today, I'm going to crush it. I'm going to tell you, my team's about to get some Fred Subprime Hero energy up in that mug when I get there today because I am caffeinated. I am pumped, positive, and productive. I'm all those things that I need to do. Consistency, caffeine, culture is what Amanda Sanders says. But yes, capture. I love your three C's. I love what you're doing. The one thing that I really love about Dealership Toolkit is like you guys, like you said, you're just trying to make it to where you can help a dealer whichever way is possible. And even if it's not partnering up, if it's not a good relationship, you don't want that. You don't want that relationship. It's like dating the wrong person. You know, you don't want that relationship. You want to move on and go on and do some better stuff, you know, let them have a better chance. You know, it's like everything that you need. And Dealership Toolkit, they're bringing that to you. They're bringing relationships over revenue. They're bringing ideas, and they're bringing a new culture into your dealership that can help you grow so fast. They're not trying, like he said, he's not trying to change your store. He's just trying to complement your store. He's trying to make it a little bit better for you. He's trying to put that cream inside that coffee so it's not so bitter. So I do appreciate you for being here this morning. Rich.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my pleasure, man.
You're an amazing person, man, and we're looking forward to growing with you some more, looking forward to doing a follow-up with you because I'm going to tell you, 6 months from now, mark my words, Dealership Toolkit is going to it's going to be big. So folks, watch out for them, reach out to them, get in touch with them, jump on before they're so booked up that it's going to be hard to get an appointment. I'm sure they'll always find time for you though. Rich is that type of person. Reach out to him or Liz Martin. Liz Martin's also on Facebook, Instagram. She's everywhere. Definitely LinkedIn, social. Folks. LinkedIn is the hot spot if you're a business person. LinkedIn is the place to go if you want to connect and grow your network. go to LinkedIn, check them out there. They have a lot of great information. They put out great videos. Just the other day, they put one out with a lot of, they just opened a call center. They had some of their employees there. They were doing interviews with them, talking about their culture and how much fun they're having, learning to do what they do and helping other people. Great video, great stuff, great content. Way to go, man, and keep it coming. Do not stop that content. The key to that type of stuff, take it from me, is do it every day and be consistent. And the more you do it, the better they become and the easier it becomes for you. Keep growing, my friends. You guys keep doing your thing. Rich, you go on. Have a great day. I know you're a busy man. Thank you for spending this last 2 hours with us, because I know we said it's an hour this morning on Clubhouse and now an hour here. Thank you so much. Folks, share this out. People, make sure that you let people know who the Dealership Toolkit is. Let's go, caffeinated culture. Pass this around. Pass it around.
Biggest room in the world, everybody, is the room for improvement. Once again, just want to show you this quick message of what happens when Dealership Toolkit gets inside of your room for improvement. Once again, thank you so much. We are excited to be partnered up with incredible solutionaries like the Dealership Toolkit, all of the other sponsors and those that have jumped in and partnered up with us in trying to put out this message to keep growing. Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing, everybody. There is so much room for improvement, and so many people want to be able to help you. Remember, you cannot take correction in a way that somebody cutting and trying to hurt you, but take that sharpening as something that makes you better at doing what it is that you do. We are here to help. And speaking of bringing people together that are doing better things for the industry, we are teaming up, championing this message for the Cargill Coffee Podcast. The Sisters of Savings are trying to put a contagiously confident laugh out there that we want to make sure gets out to the masses. If you're looking for something kind of like this, or you're scanning through like this, we know we can help you find what it is that you're looking for. There are so many solutions out there, but if you keep going to carguycoffee.com, you're going to contact, capture, and close the things that you want inside of your business. If you activate your faith, you activate your hope, you activate whatever it is that you have to bring to the industry, turn it on, put a fire to it, and I'm telling you, you're going to see some great results. But
boom,
it's going to take a little bit of time. It's going to take some consistency, but it's going to take you taking a conscious effort every day to focus on improving it. And we know that you can do it, and we're teaming up with more people that are here to help you out. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on the podcast today. Thank you so much, everybody, for being solutionaries. We are going to rise. We are going to fly together. We are so pumped up to let you know that we are actually brewing solutions on the fixed ops marketing side of things. We got this handsome guy that is Russ Hollywood Hill.
You gotta love that guy.
So pumped up that he is brewing solutions inside or on the podcast right now. That is the release for the day, the first part of our next level. Our next level leaders are being led by Russell Hollywood Hill. So pumped up about that. Make sure that you guys go get you some of that. It is available for your listening pleasure right now.
Anywhere that podcasts are available, folks.
All places.
Apple, anywhere. If you listen to podcasts, whatever streaming that you use, whether it's Spotify, whether it's – it doesn't matter. We're everywhere. We've been on every one of those for a long time. We have a lot of listeners on those. We appreciate all the listeners that listen to the podcast. Just like this show here with Rich. Folks, if you guys want to get a second sampling of it, we will be breaking this down into three pieces or two pieces, whatever it is. It will be in about 2-3 weeks. You'll see it. You'll hear it again, folks, and it's going to be really nice. And we'll actually even put out some more video again. We'll break it down into pieces. But Rich, thank you so much for being here this morning. Go out there and crush your day. Thanks for bringing some light to us. Thanks for helping me smile today. Thanks for getting me motivated and giving me some tips on how I can improve what I'm doing too. So thank you so much.
Well, car guys,
thanks, guys.
I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred. Lenhart's the subprime hero.
And you have been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Woo!
Let's brew!